Okay, let's get started with Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Dalet, and we are on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Today's shiur is sponsored L'Zecha Nishmas Sora Rasa Bas Rafael, Rose Siegel of Baltimore, her yahrzeit is today, by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman, Siegel and family, and also sponsored L'Refuah Shleima Rav Shlomo Ben Elisheva Chana. The Neshava should have an Aliyah, and the should have a Refuah Shleima as well. Okay, let's get into the Mishnah on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Says the Mishnah, Ve'ilu dvarim asurim limkar lo'ovi kochavim. The following items are usur to sell to an idol worshiper, to an ovi kochavim. What are these items? It's teroblin, ubenos shuach, we'll see what these are, upitotaros, some types of stems, ulavona and frankincense, ulavatargal halavan and white chickens. Right, roosters, ratargal halavan, these are all usur to sell. When are these usur to sell? We already learned in the first Mishnah that 3 days before the Yom Eid, you can't sell them on the Yom Eid. Rabbi Shmuel says after the Yom Eid, right? So what exactly is the issue here? So the Ritva, as the Ritva is always amazing, but always in Maseches Avodah Zarah, as we've seen, he plays such a crucial role. The Ritva here says, and the Ran as well, V'yasurin limkar la'olam k'tani v'afilu shlo b'yom eidam. This mission doesn't specify. It's asur always to sell these items every day of the year. It is asur to sell these items to the idol worshiper. Why? Because if it was Yom Eidam, we already know. Anything that's royal l'tikrovitz. What's special about these items? Says the Ritva, two reasons. V'tayma da'asurin la'olam chada mitrei anfi. Number one, Mishum de lo havi shchichi lahu. They weren't so commonly found in the stores. Vizavni lahu kol hecha de mishkichi. And whenever they're bought, whenever you see one in the store, you buy one because you want it for whenever the holiday is. But you want to just grab it because it's often not found in the stores. V'yafilu mitchilas hashana letzarach yom eidam. Even letzarach hashana for the beginning of the year. V'kula shasa chashiv kishlosha yamin lefnei edehem l'dvarim acherim. So the whole year is considered like shlosha yamin lefnei because they would buy it now in order to save it. What does this remind us of? This is Lara, but Latov reminds us of Shammai. Shammai, beginning of the second parak of Maseches Beitzah, where Shammai, whenever he found something, oh, I'm going to save this for Shabbos. This is exactly what the Avodah Zarah did. That they saved it whenever they found it because they wanted it special. And this is Lamaisa what we paskin about Shabbos, right? The Gemara in Beit Sadaf Tezayim and Aleph. Amru Allah al Shammai Azakein. Kol Yamav Hayocha L'Kavit Shabbos. Right? The whole year. Every day of the week, he used to eat L'Kavit Shabbos. Matzah Behema Noah, Omer Zula Shabbos. Matzah Acheres Nohemene. If you found a nicer Behema, Meniach Hazashniyah, Vokal Hazarishona. He would leave the second one, eat the first one, and save. Right, and that's Shammai Azakein, and he used always to save it. The Gemara says, Hillel Azakein had a Midah Acheres, Shkol Maisel Hashem Shemayim. He would always eat and say, don't worry, I have Bitachon, Hashem's going to get me another one later in the week, so I don't have to save this one. So the Poskim say that we generally go like Shammai, we're not on the level of Hillel, of having such a Munah. But again, that's the Ein Sof Chen Al Anes, the Chulu. But either way, this is the similar idea that we have here in number one. And we have to learn from there, by the way, Mesiras Nefesh, right? They, the whole year they're thinking about their Yom Ha'ed. And the whole, oh, this is great, I'm going to save this. So we have to be thinking about our special days as well in terms of that, like we learned from Shammai. Number one. The second shot is, maybe these items are used every day in the Beis Avodah Zarah. Mishum dahani kol yom vayom, havi makarvi lu bahu zimna. Dumya de Lavona, Bizman Hazeh. Similar, we'll get to the Lavona, Beth Hashem, later, but the frankincense, Bizman Hazeh, Shebekir b'chol yom, every day they use the frankincense in their Batei Avodah Zarah, Bizman Hazeh, Lefichach, kol yom v'yom, Chashav k'yom Eidam, and that's why every day is considered like yom Eidam. The Ritva, though, does add, in the next paragraph, again, each of these are quoted in the poskim, U'miyu, says the Ritva, Ein Isser, kol advarma elu, ela bizman ahu, shayu regilim bahem. All of the items here are specifically in a time period where they were used, wrote Batei Avodah Zarah. Avo bizman hazeh, eino aser, ela lavona, shiragilin ba. But the only one they use nowadays is lavona. These weren't like asered by the Rabbanan, blanket iser. No, it's whatever is normally commonly used in the Batei Avodah Zarah of that time. Just like we had earlier in the Masechta about the days and the special holidays, right? Those are only in the times of the Romans and times when they were common. The Havadei Asiril is Vunilu Ashta, Filu Ein Azaka, Vachulu. He continues. Omiyu, in Israel, of course, he gets into Lavona, so we'll have to get back to that. But either way, that's the Ritva, that's the Ran on the Mishnah. We're not allowed to sell these items because they're going to use them for Tikrovas Lavodah Zarah every day of the year, or they're going to save them. That's where they're all included. Good. Rabbi Yehuda, so one of the items included was a tarnagol lavan. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mutalim karlo tarnagol lavan, bein that tarnagolin. You're allowed to sell a white tarnagol amongst tarnagolim. You're going to sell them 10, one of them is going to be white. Does the Tanakhama argue on that? What exactly is the machlokes? I mean, he does argue, we have to figure out exactly what the machlokes is. Ubizmachu ubifnei atzmo, and if you have to only sell a tarnagol lavan by itself, koteat etzbo mochrelo. You could cut off the little one of the little toes, right? Because then they're never going to use it for their avodah zarah, and therefore there won't be any lifnei iver, and there won't be any mojel avodah zarah. L'fishim akivin chaser lavodas kochavim. Again, that relates to the okrin, as we spoke about yesterday, in terms of the tzar bal chayim, has to be done in a non-hurtful way, but in a way, letzarech, not violating an isser d'oraisa of avodah zarah, that is allowed. V'shar kol advarim, and all other items, staman mutter upirushan aser. Staman, what does that mean? Let's say it means that you don't specify. He doesn't specify why he's buying it. That's mutter. Upirushin aser. But if he says that he's buying it, dafka, for the avodah zarah, so then it's aser. Again, the Gemara will more specify in a deeper way what exactly that means. Rabbi Meir, avdek el tav, v'chatzav, v'niklas, asur limkor lo v'digal chavim. Also, these items are included in the list of items that are aser. Okay. So what are these things? My, it's Droblin, Turnisa. Turnisa is a type of cedar, Rashi says, right? The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah tells us the number of, based on the Pasuk, a bunch of different types of erez. So this is what type of erez? Veraminu, is that really true? Hosifu alehen, but, Chazal were mosif regarding Shemitah, lechsin, v'itz teroblin, mochsasin, ubano shuach. You have all these items that are added on to the fruit that have kedusha shvius. The e salka daitach, it's teroblim turnisa. And if it's true that it's teroblim turnisa, turnisa miisa b'shvius, does turnisa have kedusha shvius? We're saying it's teroblim is on this list. But if teroblim is turnisa, the cedar, does that have kedusha shvius? Vatanya, but we learned in the brisa, zeklal kol sheishlo ikar yeishlo shvius. Whatever has an ikar that stays in the ground throughout the year, even during the rainy season, that's called a tree, and therefore yeishlo shvius, that's kedusha shvius. Because she'elo ikar elo shvius, that if it does not have an ikar, does not, and we know that turnisa does not have an ikar, and therefore it shouldn't have kedushas shvius. So elamar of safra, peri da arza, right? Different. It's troubled. It is a different type of cedar. It's peri da arza v'cheki yasa ravid amar v'lazar peri da arza. Okay, a different type of identification of what these it's teroblin are. The Rishonim here discuss beno shuach is quoted here as where they added on to Peros Shemitah. What is that mashma? That originally it wasn't included. And then they decided to include it. Tosas, Beno Shuach. Lich ora mashma te pere garuahu. Mita hosifu alayhem. Avo mi ikara lo havinagi bu shvius. Sounds like it's a more of an inferior type of fruit because it wasn't included in the original list of Peros Shvius. Chazal added on, you know what, we'll include it too. So it sounds like it's garua. V'chein mashma b'rei shemai. And that's what it sounds like also the first Mishnah in Demai. First Mishnah Dmai talks about the Kalin Shevet Dmai. And one of those are the Beno Shuach. The Kasha, but asked the Tosvos, asked the other he showed him. But if you look, we had back in Masechah Shavuos, and we spoke about what to do with leftover karbanos at the end of the beginning of the year, right? The ones that were left over in the, right? What do? Are you allowed to be makar of them straight as olas? Do they lose their kedusha? Do you say, leiv bezdin masna aleihem? That was the sugya there in Daf Yon Aleph. So the Gemara there said, you could bring them for ketz mizbeach, like dessert for the mizbeach. And the Gemara's lashon there was, kibinos, shuach, kibinos sheva, different girsos, la'adam sha'ochlanos ma'bikinu achsuda. Al-machashuvos didn't do. The Gemara there gives it as a mashal. Sounds like it's a chasha fruit. It's a good fruit. So how does our Gemara give the impression that it's garua, and other Gemaras seem to say that it is chashuv. And he also quotes the Medrash in Breishis Rabba, te'enim sha'achal adam harishon. Right? The figs, 4 days in Chazal. What was the fruit that Adam Rishon ate? 3 of them in the Gemara, 1 of them added on in the Medrash. But te'enim, chita, the Gemara talks about, the Medrash talks about Esrog, and some say Anavim. Either way, nobody says apple, at least according to what we have. But the Medrash says, Tatim Shachal Adam Arishon, Ika Takar Lubano Shuach, Lefi Shegarmu Shuach LaAdam. It caused man to bend down, right? Brought death to the world. Vika Takar Lubano Sheva, Shegarmu Sheva Avilas LaAdam. right? Shiva, right? Because of death. So again, you see there that there's a special type of a fruit. So what is it? So a few lines down, Tosfa says, Yishlomar, Tevadeh Beroshua Pri Chashavu. It's definitely a Chasha fruit. Why does it give the impression that maybe that it wasn't? Umashalo Nechshadu Ame Aretz Aleim Hainu Ebnei Sheyesh Mehem Harbe. They're very common. They're all over. So they're very special, but they're very common. That's why they could be the Kalon Sheb Edmai. The Gemara there says, we don't have to worry that they didn't take off, because for sure they took off. V'hu min pri agadol b'yarim, it grows in the forest. L'fisha matzui lehem in a hefker, v'lo v'bnei shu garua. Not because it's garua, but it is very commonly found. Okay, that's just about the reality of Bnei Shuach. What exactly? Are they garua, or are they mishubach? If you look at the Tosfos Rid, he has a different answer. Also, the Tosfos Rid is, crucial on many of these sugyas. Says the Tosfos Rid, v'yesh lomar, they're very chashuv, mitoch she'ein mizbashlosh elo l'shalosh shanim mishamachi chashiv iluhu. They're very rare. It takes them 3 years to blossom and to ripen. So that's why they are considered chashuv in other contexts. He then quotes Rav Haigon, which in the footnotes it points out that we don't have. He quotes a Girsa of Rav Haigon that is was corrected. It was a Rav Haigon quoted by other Rishonim that had the wrong mistake. But really, if you look on the Rav Haigon, it really doesn't have it. So he quotes the following: Kasev Rav Haigon Zal Bishar Asiri Shal Mekachu Memkar. That's his sefer Mekachu Memkar, which we have. She also Limkar Lagoy Biomet Shalahen to Amar Rav Barbachan Rav Yochanan Kulan Petotro Sein Shaninu. It's also to sell to a goy on their aid. Nirin advarim shesova rebbe shimei idein kore petotros. Petotros, as we'll see, which then stems in the Mishnah, it sounds like that is how he interprets Yom Ha'ed. Fadavar rachok min hadas ma'od. It's just in the continuation of the paragraphs. I quoted it here, and I find that hard to believe. And he points out in the footnotes that we don't have that such a girsa, but either way, petotros is a separate element. It doesn't mean Yom Ha'ed. Number one. The other point to mention is Kedusha Shvias in general. We know there's a number of elements regarding Shemitah, right? There's the Isser to work the land, but there's the Mitzvahs Aseh of keeping the land fallow, right? That's the, we had that recently, right? That the year after Shemitah was the year of the Churban, partially because that was one of the Avonos that caused the Churban. But we have the Mitzvah of Shemitah's Karka, and we have the Mitzvah, possibly, of Kedushas Perish Shvias, right? That's the Machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. Right, another mitzvah, the Rambam does not have the mitzvah of eating Shemitah fruit. He does not count that as a separate mitzvah. The Rambam, the first couple of mitzvos that the Ramban is mosif to the Rambam, have to do with eating special items. Right, the first mitzvah in the Hosafos that the Ramban adds on, eating Maaser Sheni. The second one is eating Truma. The Rambam does not have these as separate. The Rambam counts Truma as one mitzvah. Hafrasha, Nesina, and Achila Zakat is a separate one. So eating Maaser Sheni, eating Truma. Mitzvah number three, eating Perishvias. Right, that's a separate mitzvah according to the Ramban. Sha'amra Torah be'Perishvias, v'haisa Shabbos aris lachem lachla. Right, and our Gemara adds on a few more that are included in this mitzvah. V'darshu la'achla v'lo l'schara. You have to eat it, you can't do business with it. V'zed v'ar Torahu, k'mo sha'amru b'perak basra shel avodazara. We'll have to get back to that on Daf Samach Beis. Nimsa poreach chova b'per shviyas v'atara amru l'achla v'lo l'schara. V'chei mekom asharbit rabim in a Talmud. And if you do a schara with them, you violate an asay. This is the Rambam. So the shaila that is asked in all of these mitzvos. And then number four is Yishev Eretz Yisrael. So the first three are the Achila mitzvahs, and the fourth that the Ramban adds on is Yishev Eretz Yisrael. The big shaila is, how do you understand these mitzvahs? And do you compare them? You don't have to say that they're all the same. Eating Maaser Sheni, eating Truma, eating Shemitah. Right? The question that we're dealing with, Shemitah, is that a real mitzvah saseh, a mitzvah Achila, like other mitzvahs? Like there's a mitzvah to eat matzah, and there's a mitzvah to eat Truma, right? Let's say, and there's a mitzvah to eat Shemitah fruit. Or is it more focused on, like the last line of the Ramban, more of an Isser Aseh than a Kiyum Aseh? Make sure you don't deal inappropriately with the Shemitah fruit. But it's not a separate mitzvah Aseh in that regard. And again, you might not compare this to Truma and Maaser Sheni, even though he puts them all together. And Nafkaminas, right, is the Isser, right, the Achronim, the Arit Al-Ghazi, discusses whether the Isser of being Mafsid Perishvias applies to the less than a Kazayas. A tiny amount. Right, doesn't apply. Where might this come up? It comes up. Let's say you have, you know, Shemitah wine. And by Havdalah. So you're not supposed to use it for Havdalah, because you spill some. So what if it drops, spills out? Did I violate the Yisad Araisa of La'achla V'lo La'hefsid? It's less than a shear. Again, if the point is that it's a mitzvah achila like other achilas, then L'chara it's a kezayis. But if it's more of an Isser Aseh, so then you would say maybe even Pachas mi kezayis. Right, even Pachas mi kezayis. Not dafka by that. Do you make a bracha? Is there going to be a special bracha on eating Shemitah fruit? Is there a special bracha? So we know. We don't make a special bracha. But that's an afkamina. The mitzvah HaMelech discusses. Imavarchin berchas ha-mitzvos pa'achilas peirashviyas. Because look in the Rambam. That Rambam at the end of Hilchos Trumo says you make a special bracha when you eat truma. Asher kadeshanu b'kdushasa shalaron v'tzivanu. Right? But you make a special bracha. So he quotes, maybe it's a machlokas between the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam. And the Radvaz. One more. Al mi ne'amar ha-issa, the issa of schora. Is it on the seller? Is it on the buyer? Right, if the iser is schora, right, that but there's still a mitzvah saseh, then the buyer is doing something great. He's buying it. He's gonna eat it. So that he's not violating the iser. But if there's it's more of an iser saseh, not a kiyam saseh, then maybe you could say it's on both. But anyway, these are some of the discussions. But again, the same exact question could be asked by truma. Is truma truma has kedusha just like right, shemitah has kedusha? But the question is by truma. Again, the focus might be that you can't ruin truma. Right? We've quoted in the past, not so recently, the Avni Miluim has a tshuva, where he discusses the Isra of Ein Mavatel and Isra L'Chadchila, right? Which we know, based on the Mishnah Mishai's Trumos, you're not allowed to be Mavatel and Isra, right? If an Isra is Batel, that's a halacha. You have to, we hold a bittel. Pischei Tshuva says in Yeradeya, if we don't hold a bittel, we have to be Choshid and Shemei Apikarasu, because it's Cholkan Achor Arov. But we can't cause bittel. Various suggestions given. But Rov Rishonim say that's an Issa Durabanan. Eim Avatel and Issa L'Hadchila. There's a Rivet in the Issa Mashahu, and others, a few minority Shita, that say it's an Issa Duraisa. But we Paschal generally say it's a Durabanan. It says the Avni Miluim, the Ksos, in the Chubas Avni Miluim, generally is an Issa Durabanan, except for Truma. Bittul Truma is Is Aser Duraisa because of Mishmeres Truma Osai. You have to have special Shmira on your Truma. So maybe one could say also the mitzvah of achilas truma. It's not shemats achilas truma, it's just guarding it from, you know, falling into a situation where it is in a state where it is not edible or it gets ruined. Right, that's also related to the Ramban. The Ramban, in the beginning of Chulin, the Ramban says that the principle of shmira means not even putting it into a state of suffix. That's what shmira means. Whenever it says shmira, by matzah, by truma, right? Not even it let into a situation of shmira. So that also might maybe connects. Dafka, by certain items, you have that principle. But maybe not. Maybe achilas truma is a mitzvah zaseh daraisa, like any other mitzvah, and there's a bracha, and there's a kezayis, v'chulu. And then you have a question about maaser sheni, right? All of these, one could ask that question by... Again, it's each one. But that's regarding the Kedushas Shviyas. That flows from the Isser of working the land and the Mitzvah Zaseh, of Shemitah's Karka, like the Pasuk says in Mishpatim. Vashviyas Tishbetena Unetashta Vachlu Av Yonei Amcha V'yitzrav Tachol Chayas Asada. So we'll see at the end. I'm not going to do that right now. About Shemitah's Karka, about the Machlokes, the Minchas Chinuch Safek Chakira, is that a Kafta de Gavra or a Kafta de Malka? Do I have to be Mashmit my land? Or does it happen automatically? Is there something added? So again, we'll see at the end if there's time to come back to that. Good. One final point, and that is, what does the Mishnah say? The Brisa say here, Shemitah goes by. It depends if it has an ikar or not. If it has an ikar, then yesh lo shviyas because it's called fruit. If it doesn't have an ikar, it's not. Right. That same chilek comes up in, as we know, Hilchos Brachos. How do we know the difference between a fruit and a vegetable for Hilchos Brachos? We don't go by what section it is in the store, right? Fruits and vegetables, right? We go by halachically. Right. The big daf gamina is a banana. Right, a banana grows all the way high up in a tree, but that doesn't determine that it's a fruit. Right? Why do we make a hadam on a banana? Because the rule is, does the tree last throughout the winter? Like the Gemara here says, yeshlo ikar. If it has an ikar throughout the winter and just the fruit grow each year, then that is called a pri in halacha, and that's a pri ha'etz in halacha. You make a bari pri ha'etz. If the whole tree dies, if the whole patch dies in the winter and there's nothing there that's alive, so then that's a vegetable halachically, and you make that's a bor pri hadama halachically. So a banana tree dries out totally in the winter. You can stick a needle through it, right? So that is why we make hadama on a banana, because it is not because of any other reason except for the fact that ein lo ikar doesn't last throughout. There is some question about berries, right? Certain berries that are very close to the ground. Even if berries, generally we say almost all berries are ha'etz except for strawberries, but What happens if it's a berry that's within, that grows within three tefachim of the ground? So some poskim say, Mishnah Berurah discusses this, because it's so close to the ground, so then maybe, you know, some people make adam on it, but technically you should make our eitz, right? If it fulfills the rules of the bush lasts throughout the year. It's just that the berries grow each year, so then you should still make ha'eitz, even if it's close to the ground. But he acknowledges, the Mishnah Berurah acknowledges that there are some that would make adama even on those, because of its proximity to the ground. But banana, with its lack of proximity to the ground, but we make adama on it because of the rule. But the same chilek here of yish lo ikar and ain lo ikar. Okay, two dots. Let's continue. B'no shuach. So the Mishnah had listed off. It's Deroblin and B'no Shuach. So B'no Shuach, and we discussed already just now, is it a chashev, is it a garua? Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Te'enei Chivarta. This means white figs. That's B'no Shuach. Upetotros, Amar Rabbi Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Bipetotorosehen Shanu. Rabbi Yochanan says, Petotros is not a third item in the Mishnah. It's describing the first two. It's Deroblin and B'no Shuach. When are you not allowed to sell them? When they still have their stems. That's betotrosehen. When they still have their stems, that's when they're complete, and that's when they would use it for their idols, right? Rashi says lav min hu ba'apinav shehu. It's not a separate item. Elachi gamar in mochon lem kol elu. It's deroblin, but oshuach biuksehen, with their ukits still in them. Last masechta in Shas uksin. The Levisha told them, some of the Ovidus Kochavim, if they're nice and full and they have their ukits, so then they would hang them up in front of their idols. V'darkan laovdan bekach. And that's why Betotrosein is just describing the earlier items on the list. Lavona, what about the frankincense? Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Shimon ben Lakish, Lavona, Zaka. Pure Lavona. That is what is Aser. Tana, Uma, period. So the Ritva, as I read that Ritva before, the Ritva says, Bezban Hazeh, even if it's not Zaka. They're not so makpid about Zaka or not Zaka. So Bezban Hazeh, Lavona is the only thing that's still Aser, says the Ritva, in our day and age. All the other ones are not used for Batei Avodah Zarah, but it's any Lavona would be included. Tana umikulan mochrin lahen chavila. But from all of them, you could sell a chavila, a whole bunch. If it's a bunch, so then you could assume that they're not going to be using it for the Avodah Zarah. V'kama chavila, pirish avidu ben b'seira, ein chavila b'chusa mishlosha manin. At least three mana, right? Because he's using it for his buying it l'schora. Right, he can't use that, all of that for himself. So he's obviously buying it l'schora. If he's buying it l'schora to sell, but maybe he's going to sell it to another idolater. Maybe he's going to sell it to another. Amar Abaya. Abaya says, a yisod. A yisod that comes up right here. It's used in a week from now. Next week, and Daf Chav Aleph is used in a more lashon mush'al. But here's the yisod. Alifnei mifakdinon, alifnei delifnei lo mifakdinon. There's a concept called lifnei iver lo zidei mechshol. Lifnei delifnei iver, that we're not mitzuvah on. Even if we know, but if it's, you know, too many steps away, lifnei delifnei, that we are not mitzuvah on to worry ourselves. Right, and is this a unique halacha? It is. The Gilyonei Ashas here, though, relates a little bit to, you know, other areas of halacha where we have, you know, too distant. If it's too distant, he talks about grama de garmi. Now, sometimes we know grama is pater and garmi is going to be chayev, according to Rov Rishonim. According to Rov Rishonim, it's an issa daraisa. It's a chiyev daraisa. But that is says the Gilyonei Ashas here. He quotes the Marami Ruenberg. Avagav de dainin dina de garmi mikomakom goreim de goreim pater. Goreim de goreim. And he brings Uriah. Then he talks about aid me pi aid. Right? These are all different areas, totally different areas of halacha, but where you have a little distance from each other. So you have grama de garmi. Garmi is good enough, it's close enough, but aid me grama de garmi, or grama, is too far. Aid me pi aid. Aid, this is good. Aid me pi aid is too distant, right? And here you have lifnei de lifnei, it's too distant. I'll throw in another one. Klisheni. Right, klisheni. You have kli rishon is mavashel. Klisheni, the Gemara says in Shabbos Daf Mem, is not mavashel. Right? Why is it not mavashel? So the Tosfos says klisheni is not mavashel because of two words, tefanos makaros. Tosfos says mem on base. Tosfos asks the kasha the old rishonim ask. What's the difference between a kli rishon and a klisheni? Right, kli rishon cooks. Klisheni can be just as hot. Right, even hotter. then Kli Rishon Shehusar Me'al La'esh. So why does the Gemara say Kli Sheni Einu Mevashel? Yes, we say Lamaisa that there are Kali Bishol that cook in a Kli Sheni. You have to be worried that a lot of things are Kali Bishol. You have to be worried about a Kli Sheni. We're not talking about Alach Lamaisa now. That's where Moshe's Chiddush of Kli Shlishi. But Tosva says, at least conceptually, Tema, Maishna Kli Sheni Mi Kli Rishon. Di Yatzo Ledes, Afilo Kli Sheni Nami. V'yin Yatzo Ledes, Afilo Kli Rishon Nami Einu Mevashel. So Tosva's answer is, V'yish Lomar Lafi, She Kli Rishon Mitoch She'omar Ala'or Dofnosav Chamin. Umachzik Chomozman Meruba. Its walls keep the heat in, and the direction it's going in is heat. Lakach nasu boshir the kozvashi yasoledes bo aser. Aval klisheini avagav yasoledes bo mutter sheintof nosav chamin vaholech umiskarer. What direction are the walls going in terms of temperature? That's Tosfos' Yesod about the difference between a Kli Rishon and a Kli Sheni. Because it was never on the fires, that's why Defanos Makaros. It's heading in the cooling direction in Kli Sheni, because it wasn't on the fire. The food going in is being cooled by the container. While by Kli Rishon, you don't say that. So that's the Tosfos. But if you look in the Ar Sameach in Hilchos Shabbos, he connects it to Ar Sugyah. He says, no, it's too distant. It's too distant from the source. Too distant from the source of the heat, and therefore, that's why he relates it to be Grumma and the similar types of halachas. So here too, so you might put this into the general. But you might say, no, each one of these, especially this one, might be a unique halacha. No, lifnei iver. I'm not even doing the Aveira. I'm one step removed, but I'm two steps removed from the Aveira. That's not my responsibility. Lifnei de lifnei lo mifak dinan. Right? Does this relate to the sugya of lifnei iver in general? Right, the general, a number of questions that the Achronim ask in Lifnei Iver, right? One of the major ones is Klali Prati, right? Is Lifnei Iver a general Kol HaTorah Kula principle? If I'm Lifnei Iver on 10 different Averas, it's all the same Avera? I give a Nazir wine. I give a Goy Eir Menachai. I cause somebody this, then that. Is that all the same Avera? Klali? Or is it, no, Prati? I'm not a Nazir, but I have a Nazir scorecard in Shemayim. And when I go up to Shemayim, I'm gonna get a little Nazir of Nazir if I gave a Nazir wine. The Chulu. So, could this be a Nafkamina? Again, we pass Lifnei de Lifnei Nama Mitzuvah. Maybe, conceptually, you might have said, right, the more general is, in which direction would you go? The more general it is so, already so tenuous. You know, it's so general, you gotta be connected. It's gotta be, straight. That's why it's only Lifnei Iver. But if it's part of the Aveira, so then any little part of the Aveira is gonna be, get you, it's gonna be problematic. Or the opposite. To be part of the Aveira, you gotta be really connected to that Aveira. Only Lifnei Iver. If it's a more general thing, maybe even Lifnei to Lifnei. So again, well, conceptually, you might have been machalik in either direction. But the Gemara says, either way, that you're potter. Lifnei to Lifnei, we're not Mitzuveh on. All the Rishonim, though, asked, well, not all, the Rush here, the Tosfos Rid here, and the Rashba in Chulin and Daf Tzadi Gimel, quote, various Gemaras that give us the impression that even Lifnei de Lifnei is a problem. What are some of the Gemaras that are brought in? The Rush right here, and the, I read it from the Rush, because the Rush here is here. Says the Rush, here in Os Yud Dalet. He says, "Vidafka." I'm sorry. He gives the answer first. I don't want to give it away yet. But there's a Gemara. The Gemara in Psachim, Gabi Arva de Tava Bachta, Das Lizunav Kachavim, selling items to a non-Jew that he might come to sell then to a Jew. Selling a non-Jew something with chametz right before Pesach. So the Gemara talks about that. You have to be worried that he might sell it to a Jew on Pesach. Or the other cases spoken about. What happens if a beged she'avad bo kilayim? A beggar that has kilayim in it, you're not allowed to even sell to a goy, because he might come to sell to a Jew. What do you mean, lifnei de lifnei? There's no answer for a goy to wear shanis, so why do I have to be worried that the goy might sell to a Jew? Right, it's lifnei de lifnei. Raisi makshim, says the Tosfos Rid. Khan, mi mai damrina beggar shavar bo kilayim, arei zelo yim kirena lo goy, dilma azinu azvan el Yisrael, kasha 1. Kasha 2, you're not allowed to sell a goy a gidanosha. Right, or a thigh that the Ganesha wasn't taken out of from. Shema Yachshav Yikrena LiYisrael. What do you mean? Lifnei de Lifnei. So you have all of these Gemaras that seem to say Lifnei de Lifnei is also Aser. So, three answers. Two fundamental, one not so fundamental. The Rashba there in Chulin says, all those Gemaras are not Lifnei de Lifnei. They're Nechshav Lifnei. Because there's such a good chance in those Gemaras that the Goy is going to sell it to the Jew. The Rabusa Kamashmalan. In those cases, Dafilo Achi Aser, the Bedavar Karofu Ubavade Mashvinallah. Right? There's a very good chance that it's going to happen. Okay, that's the Rosh, but you have to say a very good chance. But the Rosh here and the Tosas Rid have two fundamental answers that all the other post-game discuss as well. The Rosh says, Lifnei de Lifnei is mutter by a Goy. But by a Jew, we are Choshish Lifnei de Lifnei. What's our Gemara? It's about Goyim. It's about Ovdei Avodah Zarah. He might sell it to another Ovdei Avodah Zarah. So when it comes to Goy, so a Jew doing lifnei to lifnei to a guy, that's not a problem. We're not mitzuvah so far to prevent one of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach to a guy. But to a Jew, we have to be nervous, even lifnei to lifnei. That's the rush right here. Dafka gabi ovik ochavim, ava gabi yisrael, the chayshinan. Lahachshil chayshinan, a lifnei to lifnei, kiddu amar v'psachim, perakol shah. That is answer number one. One yisod, guy versus Jew. And then the Tosas Reed has another chilek. What's important, though, as he points out in the footnotes, is that he's not mechalek like the other Rishonim. He does not think there's any difference between Goy versus Jew. Right, Rav Zaks, who wrote these footnotes in the Tosfos Rid, the three-volume set, is unbelievable footnotes. Anyway, so he says, before we read what he says, Mivur b'shitas Rabbeinu, de'ein chilek ben Yisrael ben Goy l'ni lifnei de lifnei. De'bevade b'cholen yimutter, lifnei de lifnei is mutter. Even for a Jew. Even for a Jew. What's the Ritva's, the Tosfos Rid's own chilek? V'nira li she'ein zu kush yishol klum. De'echa de'mikrei v'lifnei v'lasi de'michsho de'sharina lifnei de'lifnei hanimili ki yada chavrei mai ka'avid v'lo mimna. If the other person is conscious of what's going on, that's where we're not worried about lifnei de'lifnei. We're not worried that he's going to do an aver b'mezid and knowledgeable. And if he does, okay, that's his fault. That's not my responsibility. Kagon goy b'avodazara v'nazir b'yayin. D'yadi d'isura ka'avdi v'lo mimni'i. Ava, what's the case in Chulin? He's going to buy a thigh not knowing there's a gid hanasha in there. That's very different. He's going to buy a beged and he's not going to know there's shatnas is in there. There you have to be worried about lifnei to lifnei. By a Jew, and the suffix is, what about by a guy? What about by a guy? Sounds like it, there's no chilek. So what is lifnei to lifnei? If the other guy doesn't know about it, that's direct. Kagon, gidanasha, vekilayim, and the chametz, the wheat in the situation there. Okay, and very important yisod. Again, if the person knows about it, the halacha is different. Right? Another chilek, again, it's just a mashal. We have the similar discussion in the Rishonim by Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira. Do you say Ein Shliach L'Dvar Aveira when the person is going to be a shogeg? There you might say, of course, it's if he doesn't know about it, then it goes back to me, the Aveira. That's Tosfos' discussion in Maseches Kiddushin, beginning of the second parak. Well, Shliach L'Dvar Aveira, does that make a difference, shogeg or mason? Okay, but either way, here you have the rush. The Rashba and the Tosas Rid. Important discussions about Lifnei de Lifnei. And it's very halacha l'maaseh. If you open up the Tshuvas, you know, Rav Moshe, Rav Avadia, the Tzitz Eliezer, many Lifnei de Lifnei types of shailas. Rav Moshe has a Tshuva. Are you allowed to be an engineer for a church? In the building of a church? Right? So that's an engineer. You're just going to give the plans, and then it's going to go to the construction guy, and then they're going to get the... Is that a mutter? You want to make a living? Right? And is that Lifnei de Lifnei? Or not. Again, many shailas. Being a masadah, the nitziv has a tshuva. We mentioned this a few weeks ago, I think. Being masadah kedushin to a couple that you know is not going to need to keep taras mishpacha. Is that lifnei iver? Is that lifnei de lifnei? Right? Is that either going to go somewhere anyway? Is it better to, in the big picture for them to have a relationship with a rav? So again, all of this lifnei de lifnei is a very big discussion. Halach lamaisa in many different contexts. Okay. Let's continue. Says the Gemara, v'tarnagol lavan. A white tarnagol. Amar Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Zeira, Amar Zvid. V'ikad Namasi, Amar Rabbi Yonah, Amar Rabbi Zeira. Tarnagol of me. What happens if the Ovid Kochavim says, anybody have a chicken? Anybody have a tarnagol? Or a rooster? Mutter limkarlo. You're allowed to give it to him if that's all he's asking for. Tarnagol lava. Mutter limkarlo, tarnagol lavan. If he's just asking for a stamp tarnagol, you could, he obviously is not makbit. Tarnagol lavan are the ones that they use for their service. So this would be mutter. Tarnagol lavan lami, asher limkarlo tarnagol lavan. Because then he's obviously asking for the white one. Tanan, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, mocheru tarnagol lavan, bein hatarnagolim. 1 second, the Mishnah said that you're allowed to sell a white one amongst others. Hey chidami, what exactly is the case of machlokas? If he's asking specifically for a white one, then it should be us or even within a group. It must be either he just says, who has a tarnagol? And, Even so, even though he's not asking for a white one, still Rabbi Yehuda has a limited heter. V'afilu hachil Rabbi Yehuda ben atan agolin in bifnei atzma lo? Is that true? Ula tanakama filu ben atan agolin nami lo? And according to tanakama then, even if he just asked for a stama tanagol, amongst other tanagolim, you're not allowed to sell him tanagolim at all? So, Elmer of Nachman bar Yitzchak, kacham ha'eskinen kagon da amar, ze vaze. What he did was, he asked for this and this. Right? That's the case. Right? He said, lavan and savua, and colored. So in that case, if he had said stama, everybody would agree mutter. Ze vaze is the machlokas. Right? Rashi explains here. Look at Rashi. Hacham ha'eskinen da amar ze vaze. Masnisan to Rabbi Yehuda bifne atzmo lo, latanakama legamri asar. What's the case where Rabbi Yehuda only allows it in a group? And the Tanakama asers it totally. Going to me, kara id kar lavan, vishachar, viadom, white, black, red, vihilkach. So in that case, lavan, Rabbi Yehuda, bifriatzma aser. He asked for white first. As Rabbi Yehuda says, you can't just give him the white, give him the meikara itkar. V'hashta shaka lavan, mazalei. Meikara, lavi, ichavin, lalavan. He must have wanted white too, and he just mentioned the other one to be marim, to try to cover up that he only wants the white one. And the Rabbanan would say, even that's aser. But if he does just for stam tarnagolin, then it would be mutter. Good. Back to the Gemara. Tanya nami hachi amar Rabbi Yehuda emasai bezman shamar tarnagol ze lavan. Right? When does he say this? When I want this avalim amar ze beze mutter in the group. That's what Rabbi Yehuda says. V'afilo amar tarnagol ze obikochavim sha'asa mishta lebino o shahay lo cholav doch beso mutter. And if he asks for a specific one, if you know that there is a different reason why he would need the tarnagol, he's making a wedding, he has somebody who's sick who needs it, then that would be mutter also. The Hatznan. Let's do a little more, and then I'll mention a shayla. Vatzan, but 1 minute. The Mishnah says, earlier, one of the days that you're not allowed to do business. Oveko chavim sha'asa mishta lebeno. Eino aser ela oso hayom v'oso ish bovad. Remember we had that? Back on Daf Ches. It's aser if somebody's making a party. That day and that person is aser. But at least oso hayom v'oso ish be aser. That day is still aser. So why does it say here you're allowed to give a time to sell a time to go love on to somebody who's making a mishta lebeno? Amrev Yisra barev masharshia betavzig. That's talking about a social get-together. Betavzig, Rashi says, right, that's not talking about a wedding, right, where you're worried about tikrovis, but mishta shal mereus, sha'osim hana'arim zamzeh. Just getting together, that's not so chashiv that they're going to be makriv to in Oved Kochavim. Stop there for a moment. The Chashuk Yechemen here discusses, what happens if you have a chicken, or you have a tarnagol, are you allowed to color it white, and then sell it? So you might say, well, that's mamish kenevas das, pashtus. Right, just like the Mishnah says on Daf Samach and Bav Metzia, the Gemara there discusses at the end of Hazahav, Ein Mefarkasin, you're not allowed to misrepresent your merchandise. Right, if I'm selling a used car, I can't pretend that it's a make it like a new car. So Lachari would be Usser because it's Gnevas Das. Aval, but what about this case? The guy is going to use it for Avodah Zarah, right, which is one of the Shemitzes of Bnei Noach. So here, if your kavana is to save them from really giving a real special item to an Avodah Zarah, so they think they're giving a white one, but they're not really giving a white one. So maybe it's not as chashiv as they think it is. So maybe that's okay. Im mochal anachrim, im kavanasam Avodah Zarah, mistaver she'en kan kol iser im gonev daitam. Ki mitzuvim al shevim esas benoach, v'yeyon shol tarnagol lavan, u'bazeshet sovo mishakal lavan, u'la yatzilu midina shogahenem. But if he needs the Tanagol Lavan for the Mishta Beno, what difference does it make? What is cause of Chashivas? So you have the chicken, you have it. And what if he wants it for Refua? So then it depends. Gets into the Rishonim. Is this really a panacea? Does it really feel? Does it really work? Or is it just a fake and people think it works? So if it's just a thing that people think it works, does it really work? Then it's okay to paint it. But if it really works, then obviously you're not giving him. But interesting, he has that. You might have thought right away, it's Gnevas Das. Of course, it's Aser. But he says maybe if it's saving him from other problems, so then it would be okay. Good. Tznan, fourth to last line. Vishar kol advarim staman, the Mishnah says, and in all other items, staman mutter pirushan aser. If stam, it doesn't specify, then it's mutter. If he specifies, it's aser. So what's the case? My staman or my pirushan? What is the case of staman mifurish? Ilema stama de ka'amar chiti chivarta. Why, stam means, I want white wheat. Pirushan de ka'amar lavodas gachavim, and pirush means, for avodas zara. So lo staman svichalamemar de mizavninan, velo pirushan svichalamemar de lo mizavninan. The white wheat, of course, is mutter. Why wouldn't that be mutter? And the four avodah zarah would definitely be aser. So that wouldn't be any chiddush in the Mishnah. Ella must be the following. Staman tekamar chiti. I want wheat. That's what's mutter. Pirushin tekamar chivarta. And that's already aser. Michlal de tarnagol afilu staman amilo. Mashma, if that's what the Seifa says, so it's mashma that a tarnagol, right, because those are specific ones listed in the Reisha, even stam would be aser. Which is against what we just explained, the Mishnah Machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. So where it says, Amri la'olam stamin tekamar chiti chivarte pirushin tekamar lavodas kachavim. Really, it's like what we said earlier. White wheat is stam, and lavodazara is pirush. Hu pirushin etzrichalei. And the chiddush is that it's usur, if it's their mafarish. Saga la'dachamina ha'gavra la'av lavodas kachavim kaboa. You might think that it doesn't really need it for lavodazara. Ela mevaku da'avik lavodas kachavim. It's just like this is a very strong devotee to the Avodah Zarah. It's very loyal. Visavar, and he thinks to himself, ki hechi dahu gavra avik bay, just like I'm very connected and devoted, kuli amanami avigo, everybody loves this, and therefore if I say it's for Avodah Zarah, they're going to give me a good deal. Ema hachi ki hechi delisvule, they'll give it to me for cheap, because I want it for Avodah Zarah. Kamash malan, no, we're not choshesh lakula, and then are able to sell it. No, it's asur. If he says it's for Avodah Zarah, we assume it's for Avodah Zarah. Good. Boy Ravashi. Tarnagol lavan katu alami. What if the Ovi Kochavim asks for a tarnagol lavan katua missing a toe? Right? So do you say there that, okay, of course he doesn't, he wants it for good, mutter purposes. Mahu. Mahu limkar lo tarnagol lavan shalim. Can you sell him a shalim? Mi amrinon, mi tekamar katua lav avodas kochavim kaboy. Do we assume, and obviously it's not for avodas zara because he is mentioning even katua. Odilma iarume kamarim. Of course, he's dafka doing that because he knows the Jews have. But he just wants them to sell it, and he knows the halacha, so therefore maybe he's tricking us. And if you want to say he's tricking, and therefore you're not allowed to sell it, Tarnagol lavan lami. What if he just asks for a tarnagol lavan, right, which is a problem, so to speak, v'shakal, and you give him a black one, he's like, okay, fine, I'll take this one. And he takes the black one. V'shakal, he says, okay, I'll take the red one. And then, malimkar lo lavan. If he takes the other ones, could you then sell him a lavan? Mi amrinan, kivan diavu shachar v'shakal, adam v'shakal, yarumi, lo avodas kochavim kaboi. Do you say, well, he took the other ones, obviously he doesn't need it for avodah zarah. Odilma yarumi kamarim, or do we say, no, it's all a trick. He's taking those because he wants the lavan one afterwards. Teku, so all of these questions, we'll have to, wait and listen to. So this is an interesting teku one. Because teku is all over Shas. Are, you know, questions we're going to ask Eliyahu Navi. This is a take about a halacha of Avodah Zarah. Is there going to be Avodah Zarah in the future? Right? Are there going to be shailas like this when Mashiach comes, when Eliyahu Navi, we're going to ask him Tishbi Ataretz? Right? Are there going to be? So it could be that at least there'll be conceptual mitzvos. Right? Maybe there won't be a taiva for it. Maybe we won't have a yetzahara for it, but all these halachas. Halacha is halacha. Mitzvos don't change. Mitzvos are eternal. So it's an interesting teku, though. It's an Avodah Zarah question that we're going to ask, Be'ez Hashem, at a time period when there will not be any more Avodah Zarah, because the Das of HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be so throughout the land, as Yeshayo says, and as the Rambam quotes in the last line in all of Mishnah Torah. Good. Rabbi Meir Omer Abdekel, the Chulur. Rabbi Meir added in a couple of more on the, trees and other items on the list. Amar Le'i Rav Chizda Labimi. Gemiri says, Rav Chizda, I have a Mesorah. Da avodas kochavim da Avram Avinu da'al mea pirki havin. Avram Avinu learned Masechet Avodah Zarah. But instead of just having 5 prakim, like we have, he had 400 prakim. Wow. V'yanan chamisha tanan. We only have 5. V'lo yadina my kamrinan. And I don't know what, and we don't even know. The 5 that we have difficulty with. Right? He had one with 400. Says the Gemara. We'll get back to that. Let's just finish the lines. Umay kasha. What's the problem? What do you find so difficult about our 5 prakim? Diktani our Mishnah. Remeir Omer, af dekal tav chatzav, and niklas asr limkor lov dekal chavim. So the Gemara says, dekal tavu delo mizavninon, ha dekal bish mizavninon. Well, you're not allowed to sell a dekal tav, but a dekal bish, a bad one, inferior you can. Vatanan, a mochon alhem be mechubel karka. We're going to have later on the Mishnah. The Mishnah is going to say, you can't sell any mechubel karka. Right? That's relating to a losachanim. So what do you mean? You're allowed to sell a dekal, a good dekal, but a bad dekal you can? You can't sell any tree. So Amalei, my dekal tav, peiros dekal tav. That means the fruit. Doesn't mean the tree. V'chein amar avuna, peiros dekal tav. Right? It means the detached fruit. And that's why it is, would be mutter if it's inferior. Chatzav, kasva. Chatzav is a kasva. Rashi says, quotes from the Gemara Bava Basra, the chatzav is the tree that they use, the bush that they use, because the roots go straight down. They use this to have the borders, the gvulim in Eretz Yisrael. Niklas, ki asar avdimi, amar chan bar Yosef, kuraiti. So, necklace is kuraiti. That's what you're not allowed to sell. Amalei bailer avdimi, tzan niklas, lo yadinan, mahu. Fatama kuraiti, lo yadinan mayahanislan. We didn't know what this word means. You told us another word that we don't know what it means. How does that help? We don't know what either of these words means. Amalei, ahani luchu. No, it does help, because if you go to Eretz Yisrael, they'll know what that means. Techiazlis hasam, amar teluhu, niklas lo yadi. You say niklas, they won't have any idea what you're talking about. Amar lu kuraiti, viyadi, vikom achvi luchu, and they'll show you what exactly that is, right? A type of fruit. So what does this mean that the Avram Avinu had 400 for Avodah Zarah with a 400 prakim? So just 2 points. Again, there's a lot that one could say about this. But first, there's an interesting, the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, whether at the beginning of Hilchas Avodah Zarah, when the Rambam discusses the history of Avodah Zarah, as we know, the Rambam says that once he started thinking about Avodah Zarah, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kibish Nigbal Eitan Zeh, Hiskel L'Shotei Pedaita. We mentioned this recently when we spoke about the age of Avram Avinu, right, Daftes, about the how old the world is. So he says, once he started to think, he's Kibish Hikir V'yad Hiskel L'Shav Tshubos, Abnei Urkastim, V'larok Dini Mahem, V'lomar She'en Zuderach Emesh, Atem Olchim Ba, V'shibert Slamim, he broke all the idols. V'hizchel lo diyala, she'en roi la'avod el la'loa ha'olam, v'lo roi l'shachavos, u'lahakru, v'lanaseach, v'roi la'abed l'shaber, you should break all of the idols that you have. And the Rambam says, he quotes that he, v'kol gadol, v'lo roi la'avod, v'hoi mahalech, v'kori, v'kabi, tzami, ir, le'ir, mamlach, mamlach, ha'chigil, eres kenan, and he goes, v'heiman she'beis Avraham. V'shasal b'liba ma'ikir agadol azeh, v'chiber bo svarim. Bodil Yitzchak Bino, etc., etc. He wrote svarim. So maybe that's connected to this, the 400 prakim of Maseches Avodah Zarah. He has that one line in there. V'chiber bo svarim. 400. The Sharm Zayana Balacha here quotes a whole litany, whole group of achronim explaining this. He quotes the Kos Yeshuos, that in Avraham Avinu's time, Avodah Zarah was rampant. He had you have to know all the laws of Avodah Zarah. That's why he needed 400 prakim. Bizmanazeh, how much Avodah Zarah do we have? We don't have too many, too much. So that's why it's much less. Nisma tu mini avodos v'lachin Rebbe shesidir amishnayis lo hutzrach lahazkir ki ima avodos ha'asuros ha'noagos hayom v'lo b'may tahavi mi mekedem she'enem noagim hashta. Okay, and then it quotes the other achronim, maybe R5 prakim or kenega the chamisha chumshei Torah, and in those days there was a lot more, ruach tuma going around, right? All the many of the Gemara that talks about that we got rid of the Yitzhar for Avodah Zarah, the Gemara in two places. So either way, this is again much talk about. Look, just lemaisa in terms of the selling items, the achronim, the rishonim even discuss. Like we said, whatever is common or commonly used for Avodah Zarah, that's what you're not allowed to sell. The Mordechai here discusses wax, because they had a lot of candles. Selling wax would be a problem to the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, Bizman Hazeh, because that's used. The candles, what about wine? What about incense? All of these items are discussed. The Arzarua talks about the, what about cloth? Cloth, sometimes they write things on cloth relating to their services. So whatever is used, the Shulchan Aruch discusses this in Yoreh Deh and Kufnun and Aleph, whatever is used in all these contexts are what is usher to use. Okay, we'll have to stop here. Hashem, we'll get into other Lifne Iver and other important items. Tomorrow we get to talk about Amir La'akum, right? 3 sources in Shas, in Rishonim. For Amir La'akum, one of them is Rashi Avodah Zarah Daf Tesvav. So tomorrow is Rashi Avodah Zarah Daf Tesvav. Be'ez Hashem. Okay, today's shiur again was sponsored L'Zecha Nishmas. Sarah Rasa Bat Raphael Rose Siegel of Baltimore, whose yard site is today, by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and family. And also it's sponsored L'Refuah Shalema, Rav Shlomo Ben Elisheva Chana. L'Refuah Shalema. Okay, we'll stop here.